Welcome to another episode of The Hum. Today we're going over Facebook ads, Facebook posts, and Facebook boosted posts. What's the difference? Stay tuned.
So we're going to talk about why boosted Facebook posts aren't technically Facebook ads. And working with our clients, we often hear, oh yeah, we're running Facebook ads. So we'll ask some follow-up questions and we'll gauge kind of the level that they're utilizing all the options that Facebook has. And what we find out is that they have a business manager account set up to their Facebook page, but they do not have an ads manager account. Ads manager is a completely separate account. So I hate to break it to everybody, but your boosted posts are not ads. They might show up on your credit card statement from Facebook and be categorized as an ad, and that's fine, that's a technicality, but you don't get all of the features that you get with Facebook ads, and we'll get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
So all of us know, just probably from being on Facebook, that there are Facebook posts. We have those on our personal pages, and on business pages, there are organic posts, which means they're not paid media, they're not a paid post, and businesses share those with their followers. However, because Facebook's algorithm is constantly changing, none of us know what it is, when you're simply just posting, you have no control over who sees your content, and that's bad when you're trying to grow and scale your business.
And that's probably one of the biggest changes that's happened since Facebook started and really boomed for businesses,
right?
And then to now, right? Facebook, you want a lot of organic stuff, you schedule your content out, and that used to get good reach. Once you kind of built a following, or even just trying to organically get more followers, mm-hmm. that was a really good plan a couple years ago. Today, not so much, as Facebook tries to rework what's in the news feed, what's happening. You're really not reaching outside of your audience, your followers, likers, and even within that group, most organic stuff posted on your page, they're not seeing that. So it's becoming less effective, so Facebook can make more money and also control what's happening in the newsfeed, and hopefully it's not filling just with businesses.
Right, so Facebook's, like, as Kevin said, is slowly becoming more pay to play. So the next step up, kind of the next level from those organic posts, would be to boost a post.
Yep.
So you take that organic post and you literally click a button that says boost post. And you can go in, and they have some targeting. It's pretty limited. You can target within certain geographies, certain people, certain ages, demographics, and you'll get some exposure for your page. Facebook will serve it up more for you. However, you don't really have a lot of control over that because you can't build custom audiences. You can't retain the information. Facebook doesn't retain it for you from that initial post to reuse later and to expand upon. So that is where your Facebook Ads Manager comes into play, and that's what you're gonna need so that you're not just spending money on engagements and like. And branding is awesome, and I would recommend boosting posts for branding, but simply branding is not gonna scale your business.
Right.
You're gonna have to have more strategic paid ads and paid media, such as Ads Manager. So with Ads Manager, you can create custom audiences. You install a pixel and you can retarget people that visit your website, that visit your Facebook page. And then from there, you can take another step and create lookalike audiences. So once you actually have a defined audience based on data that Facebook stores in the pixel, you can create an audience that looks like that. Facebook will give you that data. They'll say, this audience looks like the one you already have. Try some ads for them. It's really cool, and it's making decisions based on data rather than just hoping the right person sees your ad.
Especially the boosted post is nice again. Like I said, it gets that extra reach that organic no longer does.
Right.
But you really can't, outside of the brand awareness, you're not gonna be able to grow on that based on data. And if you're running true campaigns with a good amount of marketing budget behind it, you ultimately need to be building upon it, testing it, iterating it, knowing what works, what doesn't. With a boosted post, it's kind of out there. Do we get engagement? Do we not? And we don't really know which sub-audience is doing that, what type of user is interacting after that, and build more campaigns. So as you kind of step up your campaigns, spend more money, need to be result-driven, mm-hmm. and go on from that, learn from it, Facebook ads is where you need to be.
There's very limited data with the boosted post, but with the actual Facebook Ads Manager, you get so much data that you can build upon and you can use. Here at Luca AM with our clients, we will do a full social media audit based on your marketing goals. Yep. And then from there, we'll go out and see what custom audiences we could potentially create for you within Business Manager. And once we've been able to start doing that, we'll have data set up in a pixel. We will custom test ads against each other, and the lower performing ones we will eliminate. And then you'll close any performance gaps, and we'll help you recommend a budget to actually grow your business using Facebook ads.
Excellent. Yeah. So kind of looking back at these three main ones, right? Mm-hmm. We've got organic standard Facebook page posts, which
right.
we've all done for a very long time. We do it, like I said, in personal pages.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses do as well. Those are good for those that do follow your page and interact. But really to grow the business, to get those new sales or connections, you're going to have to put some money behind it. Your second tier, right, is the Facebook boosted post. You want to kind of start to dabble in growing your audience.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that and spend a little bit amount of money and get some new reach.
Great for engagement.
Good for engagement. So it's, and then obviously the big full on would be Facebook Ad Manager and Facebook True Ads. So you can truly get all that data. As Jillian talked about, the pixel is really your key to that.
Right.
That's the code, a tracking code you put on your website. That allows Facebook basically to gather all information, see if they clicked your ad, which ad, do they go to your website, what actions do they check out, add to cart, all that good stuff. And we'll also place a link below detailing more about Facebook pixels. We've had perspectives on it.
Yes.
I believe we might have done a Hummed episode, so we'll put some details there for those that are just stepping into Facebook ads here. That'll be helpful. Any good strategy for a business, you're really gonna leverage all three of them.
Right.
It's not going to be just, oh, okay, great, Google or Facebook ads is what I need to do.
Absolutely.
There's room for all. Yeah.
Yeah. Those, like Kevin said, those are basically the three steps and they all work together. But when it comes to your advertising dollars, you want to be as strategic as possible. Yeah. And Facebook Business Manager running ads through that will help you do that. That way you're not guessing. And if you have money for boosted posts, put that same money towards your Facebook Ads Manager and make decisions based on data. Make decisions based on data and not just on hoping what it's gonna work.
Right.
So.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. If you have any questions,
you.
Please put them in the comments below. And again, we'll add some links there for more information. And stay tuned for next episode in the future.
Thanks.